Okay, let's move on to our first question about this one is about the economy. The economy is on most people's minds right now, especially jobs. According to the Census Bureau in Little Shoe, one out of every five jobs are created by small businesses with less than 20 employees. Another two out of the five are from mid-sized businesses with 20 to 100 employees, and over 95% of the businesses in Little Shoot are either small or mid-sized. Much like you're talking about, you're a small businessman right now. How will you support existing small and mid-sized businesses and encourage the development of new ones?
My feeling is that we support the existing businesses by keeping rates for services down. From taxes to sewer and water rates to electric rates, those are the items that get paid regularly, monthly, quarterly, and so on, yearly. They're reoccurring. They happen continuously. So if we can keep those numbers in check, that's how I think we support our small businesses. My goal in Dale Hogg, finance director, is well aware that my feeling is that we need to be in the bottom 25% as far as rates. However you look at bottom top, but the lowest cost for overall rates. And to me, that's how we're going to attract businesses. That we are very fortunate in that the majority of our community is served by Kakaunui Utilities, and most people in the area, at least, are aware that Kakaunui Utilities are cheaper than We Energies is from the electric standpoint. And, So we have that natural marketing tool available to us. And if we can keep our other rates, when businesses come in, they look at what's your tax rate, what's my stormwater regs, what do I have to do, do I have to have on-site detention, so on and so forth. The lower we can keep those costs, the better off everybody, the better off the village is going to be in attracting and maintaining a business culture. That's kind of both how do we keep the existing new development. The other thing on the new development, I think we need to go after as an overall area. I think we need to go after that really big fish, the Saturn, the Boeing that was looking at the area, you know, years ago. But I think if Appleton needs to have that, then fine. But there's so many other businesses that support that big fish with the just-in-time materials and suppliers, that is where we can get 50,000 square feet of manufacturing and 30,000 square feet of manufacturing. So we don't have the next corporate America here in Little Shoot. But you know what? We have 15 businesses that support that corporate American business. To me, that's how, if we can somehow get the area to land that, and I think New North is going to do a good job. We see a lot of requests come through from New North as an extension for the area. So I'm real happy with how that's going. As far as the small business end of it, I've met with Administrator Kell, Bobby Beckman from the Heart of the Valley Chamber, as well as Gary Van Hale from BLC, and we're looking into an incubator building, much like what Advance, I don't remember if it's Advance Green Bay or what it is exactly, but it's a division of the Green Bay Chamber of Commerce. But in a nutshell, they provide low-cost rent in services, as well as coaching from SCORE, or they can hook up with angel investors, different things like that. And one of the thoughts was to put that incubator in the downtown, where possibly even the SOM building or whatever. That's what the initial start was. And then through meeting with those people, it became a apparent that, you know, we needed to look at other options, which obviously great. I mean, and that's the whole point of having a meeting. So the incubator building, I think, is in its very early stages, and hopefully between the heart of the valley and, you know, whether it's, again, whether it's in Kaukauna or Little Chute or Kimberly or Combined Locks, the bottom line is that if we can get businesses starting, eventually they're going to need to expand. And you know what? Maybe Little Chute is where they end up.
Very interesting on two parts. I really don't even have a follow-up question because you covered this so thoroughly. But your comment, first of all, connecting small businesses to the big businesses, either in Little Chute or in the area, and how big business will look for the support of small business, very, very important to small businesses in Little Chute. And then the incubator idea, this is the first I've actually heard people talking realistically about an incubator, but that's I'm glad you mentioned that. That's the kind of thing that I'm sure will help Little Chute, the small businesses.
Well, everybody needs to understand that it was one meeting so far. So, I mean, we're at the very early stages, and my understanding is that it was going to go in front of the Heart of the Valley Chamber Board of Directors, and so right now it's kind of in their hands,
in the works, so
but,
to speak.
But it's not. I mean, it's early, and I want people to understand that it's early. It's not.
But at least it's being discussed, which is very. It's timely, I think, for Little Chute.